In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
He's a cardiologist practicing here in Chattanooga, very active in television and radio. And many of you have heard of Biblical Prescriptions for Life and have his app. Good morning to you, Dr. Markham.
Good morning, everyone. It was such a nice morning when you get out here. And I love, I am actually privileged to be looking at one of the new coffee things and says Tom and Toby. The picture is worth a thousand words there. So the listeners can't see the picture, but if they saw the picture, they'd want to start the day off with that. But
well, that picture is literally worth a thousand. Yeah.
Well, listen, today I want to talk to our listeners, and I want them to think and also weigh in about deficiencies.
Okay.
Both health deficiencies and spiritual deficiencies. Because both of those affect our health.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just an awareness and thinking about it gets us, are there things in my life that I'm deficient on? And are there in health, there's some invisible deficiencies mm-hmm. that as many as 3 out of 4 Americans have that are very important to their body and they don't even know about it. So we're going to talk about those things.
Yeah, wait a second here. So there are areas in my life where I'm deficient, but I don't know about it. And so is it that thing that if I don't know about it, I'm okay?
Well,
or is it something I need to address?
Well, that in itself is a deficiency because you're not thinking about...
Mental.
Yeah, you're not processing your life and thinking about what do I need to bring glory to God, both in my health, are there things that I'm not thinking about doing that I should be doing, and in my spiritual life? Because sometimes we get too busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, as you know, the world is wanting to take over. They want to infiltrate our brains. They want this new counterculture, and that involves medicine. They're even invading churches and religious life now.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting in these new thoughts. And if we're not careful and think about things and stay grounded in the Word, we can get off target.
Okay, so if we focus in on the physical first, a lot of us feel like we're doing as much as we can,
right?
Somebody says, take your vitamins, take your B vitamins, some vitamin D during the winter. And so we're taking these supplements, but we're also maybe eating processed foods and drinking sodas. I'm guilty. And we don't really know how to even be in touch with our bodies to know what's deficient.
Right. And that's why we're here today, to sort of warm up. Now, there's the obvious deficiencies, the big time that most people know about, water.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be deficient in water. That's a big player.
Yeah.
You don't want to be deficient in sleep and rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes the physical rest as well as the spiritual rest.
Okay.
You don't want to be without sort of the big thing in movement. The body's made to move. If you're deficient in movement, blood is stagnant. It doesn't move. Our metabolism's altered.
Yeah.
Things start to break down.
Okay.
Those are sort of the big items that most people can think about. But they're also, some people that aren't aware of the vitamin D that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people are vitamin D deficient. But there's some hidden deficiencies that are very important. And the one I just sort of wanted to get people to think about today is magnesium.
Okay.
Magnesium, they estimate that as many as 3 in 4 Americans are deficient in magnesium.
Okay.
And it's sort of a hidden deficiency because you don't think, that's a trace metal. And, in normal, some people will get it if they eat 3 to 5 fresh fruits a day because the trace elements that we need for all these enzymatic reactions in the body. Over 300 interactions depend on magnesium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm very attuned to it because I see people with abnormal heart rhythms that are triggered by low magnesium.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And but it's important for blood pressure. It's important for every cell in the body needs magnesium to function. 300 different interactions. Muscle aches, fatigue, brain function, all of them depend on magnesium. And you say, well, there's nothing specific. And your doctor says, does it? Well, I can't find anything obvious. You don't have a deficiency in a thyroid hormone. Mm-hmm. You're not deficiency in this. But magnesium is sort of what I call sort of a hidden deficiency that affects a lot of different body parts that we don't think about, and as many as 3 in 4 might be deficient in this. Some people are deficient even if they eat vegetables because our soil sometimes is not as good. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when we buy vegetables from way far away, they lose something. So some people need to take extra magnesium supplements to feel better and get their levels up to where it should be.
So, Dr. Markham, would you need to go to your doctor and test that out?
Yeah, but you know, magnesium is something that you can take as a supplement. You can't usually get too much magnesium.
Really? Okay.
In fact, in the hospital, we use it frequently to get the bowels revved up.
Okay.
We have a substance called magnesium citrate that we give to people that are constipated to help the bowels move well.
Okay.
Athletes, you know, when they have soreness after they exercise, frequently it's because they have a deficiency in one of the minerals. So that's why mineral waters and those things. But a lot of people don't think that the trace elements that God gave us, magnesium, zinc to a lesser part, selenium, you know, those type of trace elements are needed. Now, you get them in taking a multivitamin, but you want to look and see if you have those trace minerals in those because it's a hidden deficiency.
Okay. Yeah, one of our listeners just chimed in and said that magnesium actually helps me sleep.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It helps as a sleep aid. You know, I've written a list of all of the different things that it does. It helps lower the blood pressure. It helps, of course, the rhythms of the heart. It helps in diabetes. It helps in muscle buildness. It helps in sleep. It helps in brain function. It helps people sleep well at night. It helps depression sometimes. People have that. Bones. Magnesium is important for bones, fractures. So it helps lots of different things throughout the body, and yet people don't even think about it.
It's Dr. James Markham's office right now to really talk about some biblical prescriptions for life and something where we find ourselves deficient.
Yeah, we're talking about those deficiencies of the body and the spirit. And Conda wanted to tell you this, Dr. Markham. She said the heart doctor told us that magnesium is very important for the heart.
Yeah.
And my mom was having problems that couldn't be explained. But once she started taking magnesium, the problem stopped.
Bingo. And we're thinking about it today. And a lot of people don't realize that we can lose magnesium if we eat too many processed foods. Fat decreases absorption of magnesium in the body. If you have GI illnesses like Crohn's and celiac disease, diarrhea, that if you take diuretics, fluid pills, that can take magnesium out of your body. Alcohol. When people are alcoholics, we check their magnesium level, lots of different things. And then, of course, people do not eat it. So I want to talk about the foods real quick.
Okay.
We need they recommend 300 to 400 milligrams a day of this. Nuts, Brazilian nuts. If you eat some Brazilian nuts, that is 107 milligrams right there. Almonds, 80. Seeds. Especially pumpkin seeds. You can get almost half of what you need in magnesium a day by just eating a handful of pumpkin seeds.
Awesome.
Beans, fruits, grains, spinach. Single thing of spinach has 80. So that's almost a fourth of what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of it by the fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains. But I want people to remember pumpkin seeds, Brazilian nuts, and greens. And then if they're not getting enough, there's tons of supplements they can get. Magnesium oxide is probably the least expensive, the easiest on the GI systems, but there's many other magnesium supplements out there if they think that they might be deficient, not getting it in their diet. But also I want to talk about other deficiencies. So magnesium is just a deficiency physical, but I want people to think about deficiencies to trigger them. Might I have a spiritual deficiency?
Okay, so we've been just talking about this one trace mineral that we need right now, magnesium. But how does that kind of shift our focus from some of the spiritual deficiencies
and remember,
that we have?
God has given us all of these things, this magnificent body, to take care of. But we have to think about those needs and plug into the Bible, you know, to know, to understand, in all thy ways acknowledge him. He's going to direct our path. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. But then we have to say, well, we assume that our spiritual lives are good, but could we have a deficiency which also could enhance our physical health and also our health in eternity? So let's think about that. We all know about prayer. We all know about being in the Word, and if we're deficient in that, that causes bad things to happen in our spiritual life. But some subtle things. Are we involved in service? Okay, that's a part of worship. Are we involved in social interactions with people? You know, that is in the Word, very obvious that we have to remember the text, let's come together. So that's part of our spiritual lives. And as you think about the different ways that, that God works in the Bible, you say, well, am I incorporating this in my life? And if I have a deficiency in that, what can I do to correct that deficiency? You know, everyone pretty much is familiar with Bible study, prayer, and, you know, and coming to church, those things. But it's the subtle things like, you know, is this leading to service? Is this leading to me wanting to be together and sharing the gospel? You know, our culture has gotten to the point where we try to do everything distant. We're on the phones all the time. We weren't created to be that way. And when we violate our laws that God's given us, it damages us. It puts stress on us, both physically and spiritually, and it causes us to get older and malfunction a lot quicker. So I want everyone today to just sort of look at the Word and think, are there things in my life spiritually that I might be deficient in? And the way you find out about that is let God, through the Holy Spirit, guide you. Because each one of us has a little bit different path. But think about that today. As we thought about our health problems that we might be deficient in, what about our spiritual lives? Are there things there that we might be running a little low on that we can find that's new?
Okay, I love this conversation and the way you framed it to body and spirit. And I would love to hear you talk a little bit more about the effects spiritually of being deficient. Like if you're deficient in prayer, if you're deficient in the Word, what shows up in your spirit?
Well, we've known there's a physician in Pennsylvania, Newberg's his name, and he's done studies on worship in the brain. And he shows that when we do 10 minutes of worship, and, you know, I can extrapolate that. Worship looks a lot different. Now, he just did traditional worship, but 10 minutes, it turns down the stress chemistry on the brain. It decreases epinephrine and cortisol. It decreases inflammation in the body, which lowers blood pressure, decreases the risk of heart attacks, improves the immune system, helps us sleep better at night. And it does something when we worship and we plug into these things. It does something called it upshifts our brain. So our brain starts working in the prefrontal lobes, where God can communicate with us through a part of the brain that I think is called the anterior cingulate cortex, because that was, and they have all these fancy scans that show the metabolism increases when we do that. But the part of the brain that causes stress and anxiety, the lower parts of the brain that we share with animals, is turned down. That's the stress. Let me keep me alive. You know, that's what the world wants us to be with. The fearful part of the brain, the scared. Let me stay alive. So that part is turned down and the chemistry associated with it is turned down. And the part that gives us hope, encouragement, peace, all that is turned up. And there's chemical changes that happen when we do that. So just worship turns on all of that good physiology in the brain. Of course, people would love to have it in the pill, but we got a pill, and it's called the Bible. We got a way to put an IV in, and it's called prayer. We got a way to jumpstart the heart, and that's called a baptism. So we have all of these things that we can plug into.
His name is Dr. James Mark. I'm really talking about those areas where we're deficient physically, but also deficient spiritually. And it's really interesting. It doesn't happen right away when you start spending time just going in your own strength. You're not praying. You're not reading the word. And you find yourself busy on Sundays because that's the best time to be on the golf course, whatever it is. At that moment, I'm still feeling pretty good, still feeling pretty connected to the Lord. But then little by little, you find yourself at a moment where life hits you in the face and you don't know what to do. How do you handle that?
Well, that's our biggest problem. We're too distracted, sometimes doing good things. And when we're distracted and outside of the spiritual realm, it's easier to be deceived by all of the things in the world. So I think the first step is today, like we're talking about it. And the next step, I would encourage people, just sit down right now in your quiet spot and pray and ask God what he can do through the Holy Spirit for you today to sort of open your mind. And of course, spending time in the word. But, you know, we're sort of talking to the choir right now because a lot of people are worshiping through this program this morning, whether they're driving or whatever. You can worship throughout your day in everything you do. But we also need to take this and this information and serve the world with it and let them know that we are not of the world. There's something more that we can add as Christians. And that is our goal, to not only incorporate into our life, but as we start sharing it with others, we do it more ourselves, and then all of a sudden it becomes ingrained in our fabric. It's who we are, and we don't feel well without it. Just like in the morning, you don't feel well without breakfast.
Yeah.
If you don't plug into the word and the worship and doing that, that sort of sets our day off to making all of this happen. And then before we know it, God starts opening up, says, this is my will for you today. And he starts speaking to you and he gives you the opportunity to reach other people that might need to hear these truths, because the world is shouting out everywhere. Well, we have to also give alternatives for people so they can plant these seeds all over the world. It's time that we really step up our game.
Yeah, amen.
Wow, this is awesome. Give us that prescription again. Prayer, word, service.
Yeah, service and being together in community.
Okay,
being
koinonia.
Together in community. Yes, community.
I love that. Yeah. And you've been hearing from Dr. James Markham. We're talking about deficiencies today, but we're talking about the things you need to add back into your life. Several of y'all have already texted, is this going to be available later? Yes, it will be. And Dr. Markham, they're thanking you for what you have shared with us today.
Well, remember, the key is the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit open your eyes, because we're each on a different path in life, and we're here to help and encourage and motivate each other to not be so busy that we don't think about these things and process them, because God's given us a mind and a body to use for him. Let's not let other people sort of dominate our minds and our bodies.